Letter. Similar experience with MP concerning veterans issues. I read the letters to the editor submitted by Mr. Larry Steves and Mr. Fred Gillies. I wish to commend them for taking the time to bring their concerns to our attention. I am not a veteran, though both my father and my maternal grandfather served in combat during the Second World War and First World War respectively. That said, my experience with Member of Parliament Earl Drieschen, though on different issues, is very similar. After we retired, my wife and I lived in Cochrane for several years. This spring we bought a house in Didsbury and moved here in June. While in Cochrane, I corresponded with Member of Parliament Blake Richards' office on a number of occasions and always received a prompt response. In June I contacted Mr. Drieschen's office for information on the federal program to upgrade residential heating and cooling equipment and received inaccurate and misleading information. Despite that, in July I contacted his office to buy a party membership and to volunteer in the election campaign everyone expected would be called in the near future. To date I have received no response whatsoever. After returning from their overseas service, my father and my grandfather were very active in community affairs, including politics. They always emphasized we do not get the government we think we deserve, we get the government we earn. They impressed on me that it is our duty not only to vote, but to get involved with the political party of our choice and work with family, friends, and acquaintances to make sure our members of parliament represent us, our needs, our wishes, and our values, in parliament. Regrettably, the less-than-stellar performance of Earl Drieschen, besides reflecting poorly on him, is a symptom of our failure as the constituents of Red Deer, Mountain View to uphold our democratic heritage. I would suggest that if we renew that commitment, we can earn more competent representation. Hopefully our success will inspire similar efforts in other constituencies which will result in the Conservative Party of Canada being much more successful in the next election. John P. Knox, Didsbury.